Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jennifer B., and you are listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us in the next hour. Let us inspire and encourage you to take your perfect and unique step so that you can make your dreams an actual reality. Each Wednesday, 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, we'll explore life's most meaningful and interesting questions that lead us all to taking inspired action. Our goal should always be to move closer every single day to the life you look forward to living. And again, I am so happy to be here with you all today. As Jennifer B., you know my passion in life is to help you take inspired action in your life. So to make progress, take real steps, no matter how small, so that you can show yourself the incredible difference you can make in your life in a matter of days. So we have such a great show today. I am so excited. We're going to be talking about it never being too late to make a good new choice in your life and live a new dream. I love that. My amazing guest today, Mary Warner, is no stranger to taking inspired action in her life, making big changes. And so we're going to be talking with her in just a couple of moments. I also want to say that one of my favorite little possessions in my house is I've got a beautiful little scroll that hangs on the inside of my front door. I see it every day, several times a day. It's a poem from the Dalai Lama, and it simply talks about how to never, ever give up. I mean, how many times have you felt that you were on the wrong path, or maybe your path is okay, but a number of things need serious adjustment? And more importantly, how often have you wanted to make changes in your life, but you can't seem to do it? Maybe feeling that you're at an age where maybe making a big change doesn't make sense, or doesn't matter what your age is. Maybe any change just seems too complicated or too scary, or you don't know what to do. You don't know what your next step should be. Well, first off, the one thing in life that is so important to accept and embrace is that the one thing you can absolutely count on in life, change. We've all experienced this, but change is what you can count on. And that's actually not bad news. It's good news. One of the most powerful mantras to adopt is this: it is never too late for me, and I never, ever give up. I love that. It is never too late for me, and I never, ever give up. Very important. That's what I love, actually, about my guest, Mary Warner. She took on change. Regardless of her age, after 30 years in a secure corporate career, broadcast television, she made big decisions and started a new life path in her own business, managing and co-owning her company, Sanctuary Video Production and Design. And that alone took a lot of courage for her to do. And then also in her mid-50s, she took on the epic Colorado River and piloted her own raft through rapids that would make yours and my head spin and heart stop. Mary knows a lot about not giving up and believing in yourself, and certainly that it is never too late to do what you love. I love it so much. Mary Warner, thank you so much for being on Inspired Action Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really happy to be part of this, and I love what you're doing here. I love the fact that you're helping people to make change in their life and to follow their intuition, to get into good intentions, and to take control of their life. I'm really happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much. We are just so excited. And, you know, wow, Mary, you have an incredible story. I want to get to that because you've made big changes in your life at a time in your life when most people would certainly be quite leery of it. And on top of the amazing journey you've taken down the mighty Colorado, what led you to make such life changes like you did? What led to it? And, you know, what were some of your fears about it?
Well, I tell you, probably the biggest fears that I had were just all around, you know, what else would I do? And this is what I know how to do. I started out in broadcast television in 1980, and I worked my way up to a nice position, you know, and I was managing a small department. I was doing really well at it. It was suited to my strengths. You know, I'm a very organized person, and so this was a good career for me. And I, you know, the years went by. I became comfortable in it. I was really good at it and respected in my position. And, you know, after a while, you just keep going, and you get addicted to the money and to the patterns, and you think, wow, you know, this is suited to me, but it's not really my passion. And, you know, I didn't really know how to get out of it. I was really struggling with wanting to do something a little bit more fulfilling in my life, but not knowing how to take that step. And I was 20 years at a position in broadcast television, and really, you know, even though it was a well-suited to me, I just didn't feel happy. And I would, you know, towards the end of that 20-year span of time at that first station, I was so miserable. I would go home from work, driving home in my car, I'd say two or three times a week, just in tears, just thinking, what am I going to do? How do I get out of this? And I had a real epiphany one day when I was driving home and I was going over one of the high bridges in Portland. It's called the Markham Bridge. And I just, it hit me how many buildings and houses and industries there are throughout the city. And I thought, oh my gosh, look at all the things that people are doing. There's just hundreds and thousands of occupations that people are taking part in, and I'm just not using my imagination. So I started to try to become more intentful about changing directions, and I started to explore meditation, and I started to explore intention, and I found that, you know, I was becoming better at defining specific intentions, but it was really like a two- or three-year learning process for me to figure out how to specifically define those intentions and to keep at it with prayer. And I don't know how to explain this, how this happened, but it was significant in my life in that one day I was really good at my intentions. I had the mental process down. But one day there was just this shift, and it was a process of heart knowing, where I knew at a very basic level, I knew in my heart that I was going to be okay and that things were going to happen for me that were good things, and I was going to have a good future. I was going to have the things that I wanted, and I kid you not, this just blew me away. It still does. The very next day, the phone rang. The very next day, after this knowing in my heart, having that shift of a real heart knowledge, the phone rang, and it was somebody that I used to work with that was now at a different television station, and they recruited me. And it was great. It was great. And even though it was still television, it was a different situation. It was, I I went to this new station. I ended up being there for 10 years, and I made a great difference in their life, and I helped them, and there was gratitude, and there was growth, and I was feeling very fulfilled, and the new company that I was working for was flying me around the country to advise about major software purchases, and it was just all good. It was all just very good, and that lasted for a good long time, and then the company was eventually going to transition and move everything across the country. And it was a perfect timing for me when this all happened and they said that we were all going to be laid off. And in my heart, I just thought, oh, this is great. Thank God. You know, I'm finally going to get to explore life on my own and chase this dream that I'd always had of being in business with my husband. He had started a small video production business many years prior. We actually met at the broadcast television station, and it always been a dream of mine to do something completely different, self-directed. So I had this opportunity, and it's been working out great. I really have enjoyed working with him and directing our own little ship, and we're having a great time with it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I know it's so many people right now in their lives are looking at what they're doing and feeling that, you know, that almost feeling that you can't really articulate what it is, but you're not happy. The dread they feel when they're going to whatever it is that they're working at or needing to work at. So that's fantastic. It's a matter of following the intention, and I want to talk about that right after the break here. Let's go ahead and take a break because it's so important, especially with what's going on in the world and how much people are feeling in that stress area of life. Mm-hmm. So let's do that. Let's take a break. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Mary about why it's so important to never give up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., and we are talking today with my wonderful guest, Mary Warner, about never being too late to make big changes in your life and living a new dream. And so, Mary, we were just talking about that you in your life, you made these big changes, epic changes, really, relative to having the type of career you had to go into business on your own. How did the transition go for you when you really stepped out of that corporate environment and moved into working for yourself? What did you go through?
Well, you know, it was really interesting, and some unexpected things happened. I did not realize how, I guess, working in a very brain-patterned environment for 30 years made me just very preoccupied in my mind. When I was at work, I was thinking about more things at work and things that I'd need to do. And when I'd be driving home from work, I'd be thinking about what I was going to make for dinner. And then I had to do some laundry. And then, you know, at night, I'm thinking about what I need to do at work the next day. And maybe I'm thinking about some vacation plans or something. But my mind was just always going, going, going. And when I stopped that, when I left this corporate world after 30 years there, I went through what, I don't know, I guess I could call it a mental detox.
Oh, and yes.
It was very interesting. I was, it was a little disorienting, and I thought maybe, you know, I'd go through a little something, but I didn't really know what to expect. And it manifested itself in some physical ways and some mental, too. Physically, I'd just wake up in the middle of the night, and I'd just be awake, and my mind would be going. And then I'd sleep in the middle of the day. And this just went on and on for like 6 or 7 weeks. I just felt disoriented, didn't know when to sleep, or I was falling asleep in the daytime. And at the end of that, I started to become more and more present and grounded. And what I realized I'd been missing for so many of these years of my life is just being in the moment. And I'm much more able now to live in the moment. I'm able to be aware of what's going on around me. If I'm outside, I'm hearing the wind. I'm seeing the leaves rustle on the tree. I'm noticing what other people are doing. I'm just engaged in life, in the experience, and I'm more grounded. I'm here now, and I really enjoy that feeling of being present.
That's wonderful, because you're so right. I know that in the regular type of environment, when we're all working at certainly the corporate job, we all hopefully have an opportunity to take a vacation. And when I was doing that myself, I noticed that 1 week certainly was not enough. When I would take a 2 week vacation, it took the first week, just like you're saying, it's a mental detox, because it took the first week for me to simply relax, start to breathe again, start to notice something else other than the type of things I had to think about on a daily basis.
Right.
And that second week was really a normal vacation.
Yeah.
And
it's very important to be kind to yourself that way, that if you know you're planning a big change in your life, to really plan for some breathing space, to let yourself detox or adjust or give yourself some time to just be present. Maybe some people would do it quicker. Maybe some people it might take a lot longer. You know yourself what it's going to take, and just listen to what you think it's going to take, how much time to get to be present and get to a place where you can be still, You can let information come to you. You can be present in the moment. That all just really, really boosts your life experience and makes things a lot more fulfilling and a lot easier to create direction and, know what your next step is.
Right, right. Absolutely. And so you've obviously made that transition. You're now working with your own business, which is an incredible business, Sanctuary Video Production and Design. I know that you, along with your videography and your photography, I've seen, I honestly think that what I've seen you all do should, especially the photography as well, should go into National Geographic. I mean, that's how good. I have seen some of your work. It's just amazing. And I know that you also took these wonderful skills down the river with you, the epic Colorado River. Let's talk a little bit about how did that happen for you? You did this in your mid-50s. What happened that led you on this journey?
Absolutely. I love talking about the Grand Canyon trip. It's such a great experience, and I've been boating all my life, but the Grand Canyon, that's another story. That is a real adventure. It's a real expedition. When I was younger, you know, I was doing a lot more of like kayaking and kind of thrill sport type of a thing. Then I started doing longer trips in the wilderness and really enjoyed the wilderness experience. And as years went by, my nieces and nephews started getting a little older. I had been down the Grand Canyon a few times as a kayaker on other people's permits, but I decided that I wanted to start to share this experience with my nieces and nephews. So I learned how to raft. And a friend of mine that was a kayaking buddy used to be a professional raft guide, so he and I went in together and purchased a raft rig and all the, you know, things that you need, the frame and oars and everything to haul gear down the river. And I started to learn how to row and really enjoyed it. Then one of my nephews, on his 16th birthday, he was old enough to get onto the permit system, which was a waiting list system for a trip through the Grand Canyon. I don't know if people know this or not, but if in the national park system, if you're going to do an extended trip, you have to have your own permit. Some of the people that run concessions, they have commercial permits, but if you want to do your own, they do allow you to do that, but you have to prove to them that you're capable, and you have to wait for your own permit. So this was 1995 that I signed my nephew up for the permit and knew that someday he'd be a good enough boatman to handle it, and then, of course, I'd go with him. But anyway, it was a process of renewing that intention every year. Between December 15th and January 30th, you had to write your letter to the Grand Canyon National Park, say, keep me on that waiting list. If you didn't, they'd bump you off. So it was a renewing of the intention every year. And by the time we finally came to a point where my nephew's permit number was high enough, they started to transition the system. This was like 12 years later. They started to transition the system because they realized that it was an average of like 25 to 30 year wait, and people are actually dying before they got their permit. So they're going to transition to a lottery system. So we had to be flexible. We had to, you know, again, there's a challenge and change that comes up, and you have to be flexible. Luckily, another friend of mine that was a boating buddy signed up for his wait list about the same time that I signed my nephew up, and they had a mechanism where you could join forces, get a higher number, get a guaranteed launch. So we did that, and we were guaranteed a launch. By the time we actually picked a date, got on the river, were granted our permission to go, it was a 17-year wait to do this trip. And it was wonderful. I had done it before. This was my fifth time down through. I was a lot older, you know, I was like 52 years old, rowing my raft down the river and thinking, boy, am I still up for this? And you know what, I trained for it, and I was, and I really enjoyed it. A little bit tougher than when I was younger, but I can still do it, and I had a good time. And,
well, isn't that interesting, too? You had to put the intention out every year for that long.
Yeah, every year, have to renew that intention. And definitely worthwhile to renew it. It was a great trip. You know, it was me and my husband and my nephew and a bunch of our friends, you know, that have also been boating through the years, so we had the equipment and skill to do it and very safe about it. But wow, what a great journey. It was 16 people. We were on the river for 21 days. We went 250 miles. And
wow.
Yeah, just, you know, wonderful big rapids, lots of great side hiking in the canyons. And
wow. Did you have any moment of doubt as to whether you were up for it?
You know, before the trip, you know, I'm thinking, yeah, you know, I'm middle-aged now, and I don't want to get into a situation where my strength can't handle it. But I found that, you know, once I started working out, and I put that intention out a year beforehand, you know, thinking, well, I got to start preparing my body. Boy, the intention really helps with that, you know, because knowing that that was coming up, I had that as a goal, and so I kept up with my sit-ups and squats and push-ups and everything, and by the time we were ready to go on the river, I felt strong, and I felt capable of doing it.
Wow, wow, that is incredible, because I know that a lot of people, those are the type of trips you do certainly much earlier in life when you certainly feel physically strong enough, but mentally, I know that, and we're going to talk about this coming up here, is I know that mentally you have to be on top of your game, as sharp as tack, because the planning that goes into doing the type of, the level of rapid that you had to go through, and especially I love your stories about what you have to do with mentally and emotionally when you're setting up your plan for the process. So I am so interested, especially in some of the epic moments that I know that you've had on that journey, but taking that journey too, being able to do that, you certainly working in your corporate career and then coming out and working in your own business as you had, that certainly got you to a place of courage to then step into your mid-50s and go on a journey like that. We're going to talk about some of the incredible experiences and especially the scariest moments you've had. So let's take a break. And you are all listening to Inspired Action Radio. We're going to talk with Mary Warner about her epic journey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Want to know what the best kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I have my wonderful guest, Mary Warner, here talking with us today about having determination and courage and going on an epic journey down the Colorado River, piloting her own craft. Amazing. But before we go into that, Mary, I want to make sure you have a chance to give folks out there your contact information. What's your website and maybe your email contact?
Okay, well, you can check out our website. It's www.sanctuaryvideo.com, and you can learn even more about us if you follow the links to some examples of our work on YouTube channel, Facebook page, or our LinkedIn profiles. And if you mention the Jennifer B. Show to book our services by June 30th, we're going to give you a 15% discount. So you can reach us by email at info@sanctuaryvideo.com or call us up at 503-245-7903.
Wonderful. So we were just talking about the fact that you went on this amazing journey, and I know it affected your life in many illuminating ways, but let's talk about the journey. So it was, you said, 250 miles long?
Yeah, it was 250 miles long. We put in right below Glen Canyon Dam near Page, Arizona, and boat down through Marble Canyon and the Grand Canyon and all the way down into Lake Mead above Las Vegas.
Wow. And what type of rapids did you go through?
Well, on the Grand Canyon, they classify rapids on a scale of 1 to 10. On a lot of rivers in the country, they classify 1 to 6. So you have to make an adjustment, you know, and leaping towards a 1 to 10 scale. It's just a different way of looking at the difficulty of the rapids. But there's several class 3 through 7 and 8, and there's just a few of the class 9s and 10s. There's maybe less than a dozen of those, but they're very significant, and they require a lot of thought and attention.
What I know you have an interesting story to tell, because when you were about ready to go through the class 10, is it, rapid, what did you have to do before you did that?
Well, you know, when you come up to the big rapids, you always want to get out of your boat and scout. And this, I'm telling you, some of the best life lessons I ever learned were from boating. And, you know, you can transpose these type of mechanisms to your normal everyday life. But in a rapid, when you get to a big class 9 or 10, you want to get out ahead of time and take a look, and take a look from a higher perspective. So, see, I'll give you an example of Lava Falls, which is the big, mean, nasty rapid on the Colorado that every boatman has stomach aches over. And you get out and you walk up this trail on the side of the cliffs there, and you're about, you know, 60, 70 feet high on the side of the cliff, and you're looking down at the rapid. And what you got to do is you have to look at where you want to go. You have to memorize your route. You don't want to look at it too long, or you start to get scared. So, you know, you don't want to exhaust all the adrenaline that you have in your body. You want to get back down and get in your boat. As soon as you know your route and you're confident in it, you just got to get in and do it. And when you're rowing up to the rapid, it doesn't look the same as it did from up high. But you have to trust that the knowledge that you have, you know, that you did a good scout and you know your line, and you're rowing up to this rapid. You can't even see it because it's so steep. It's dropping away in front of you. And you just, you got to make that entry point. And by this time, you've memorized all the little nuances of the way the water's moving, where the little waves are, you know, things that you can line up with. And when you get in that rapid and go, it's all over pretty quick. But there's some really important things to remember. And that is that when you're in a big, heavy whitewater rapid, you always focus on where you want to go. You never, ever look at the obstacles that could give you trouble. You don't look into the big holes. You don't look at the rocks. You just maintain your focus on where you're going, where your pathway is. And you never, ever, ever stop rowing until you're past the obstacles. You just keep focus and just keep going. Don't ever give up. And then, you know, you're through the rapid and you can rejoice and have a good time and bleed off all your adrenaline screaming.
Wow. Well, clearly, as we were talking about how this relates to life, doesn't it? Because first off, yes, it's so true that where your attention is, you are where your attention is. And so looking to where you want to go versus looking to where you don't want to go is the big mistake a lot of people make out there. But talk about a life experience where you not only have to be sure to look where you want to go, because what will happen if you don't?
Well, you know, if you're looking at an obstacle on the river, you might go into it. I mean, it's just kind of the law of where your focus goes. Your body's going to follow.
Right.
And, you know, it can be a real problem. It can, you know, result in all kinds of bad situations. It'll take up the whole day to correct or more. But, you know, needless to say, just if you keep your eye on the prize and you know where you're going and you plot your course and believe in it and stay true to it and just don't give up, that everything will be more than fine. It'll be absolutely joyous.
Oh, wonderful. And was that your scariest moment on the journey?
Yeah, I have to say so, because Lava Falls is a big rapid. And like I say, this was my fifth time down through there. And my first three times through on the Grand Canyon, first two times I was a kayaker, and I never made it through that upright. It always knocked me down. The third time through was my first time through in a raft back in the mid-90s, and I got washed out of the boat. I got taken off the oars in the big waves, and I ended up swimming the rapid, and it was pretty scary.
Oh, wow.
But I made it okay, so I was really focused on having it be a good run and having it all turn out well. So experience is a very valuable thing, you know. I mean, here I am older. I'm not as strong as I was when I was younger, but I did a better job of it. So experience
good
really
for you.
Is a good thing.
Yes, that's the difference too, because unlike a lot of folks who do go on a journey like that, it's often they've got a boat pilot, as somebody who is actually trained, obviously, to go down that section where they're just holding on for dear life with their life jacket, of course. Mm-hmm. But you were the pilot of the boat. So you really had to have a whole nother level of focus as to where you were going, because you had people in your boat, didn't you?
Absolutely. It's a big responsibility. You want to get those people through safely. And all those people were my husband and my nephew. I love them. I wanted them to be okay.
I know. And of course, since your husband, the well-trained videographer as he is, took some amazing footage, I know, of this journey. And especially, like I was saying, some of the photography you were able to take was stunning, absolutely stunning. And what was interesting as well is you were talking about where you camped one time, and you camped in this crevasse, or what was it that something happened to that a couple days later?
Yeah, we were camped by one of the larger rapids. It's called Hermit, and Hermit is famous for having the largest waves in the whole Grand Canyon. Not that they're so dangerous, but they're just so incredibly huge that they are intimidating. And, you know, we got there later in the day. We didn't want to run it when we were tired, so we camped there. And the camp at Hermit Rapid is kind of the outflow of a side canyon. So it's a boulder bar where a lot of, you know, previous flash floods have moved material down the canyon, and it now creates like a very small delta where you can find camping spots and camp on it. So we camped there. We got up, ran Hermit Rapid, had great runs. Then we were talking to some other boaters a couple days later and found out that Hermit Canyon flash flooded 2 days after we were there, just wiped out the whole little setup there.
Wow.
So we,
wow.
You know, it's an environment that definitely deserves respect. And in canyon country, you always want to pay attention to what's going on with the weather and be looking at the skies. And, you know, if it looks like it's cloudy, even if it's not right over your head, there could be a storm many miles away brewing that, you know, might send a flash flood down the canyon. So you always want to be aware of where you are and what's going on in your environment when you're down there.
That's what I love about this story, is because talk about having to be in the present moment. I mean, how can you not be?
Yeah, you really, you know, it's heads up the whole time that you're down there. It's a beautiful place, and at times it can be very relaxing, but you always want to be on your toes when you're in a wilderness environment. And the Grand Canyon has a lot of challenges. You know, people fall. You have to be really aware of your footing. You have to be careful when you're on the river. You have to be careful of the sun. The sun's beating down at you, you know, and so you always want to be respectful of what's going on in your environment and pay attention. And that's, you know, all hands on deck. Your ears are always tuned. Your eyes are always tuned. It's not like you're scared all the time. It's just that, you know, you got to maintain a respectful level of awareness.
Right. And that's the interesting thing, I think, as well, is that it probably teaches you so much, because I know, as you were talking, coming out of the corporate career, leaving that career the way you did, and of course, like we were talking about, you go through a bit of a mental detox so you can in fact be prepared and awake to step into the next journey that you're planning, which in your case you were starting a business or involving yourself and growing a business and doing other things that you absolutely love to do, and having the courage to do that. But needless to say, being present and being able to move forward without, which oftentimes there's so much fear involved with people. I know when they take new actions, when they potentially want to take a new journey and do something maybe completely different than something they've always done. And I know how much courage that takes. So, you know what, let's talk about that when we come back, because I think that that's a worthy discussion, especially with what we learn in life and how often it takes us to really find the courage to step forward, make it happen. So you are listening to Inspired Action Radio. We're going to take a quick break and talk about our intention going forward. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. And today we're talking with Mary Warner about her incredible journey down the Colorado River and it never being too late to dream big. And we're going to talk about that in a second. Mary, I want to make sure you have a chance to get your information out there to folks again.
Okay. The contact for our business is info@sanctuaryvideo.com. You can call us on the phone at 503-245-7903 and check out our website at www.sanctuaryvideo.com, and you can learn a lot more about us by following the links and looking at examples on the YouTube channel or Facebook page or our LinkedIn profiles, and learn about what we're doing. We're providing recording services and high definition broadcast quality video and doing graphic design services for small businesses, corporations, government agencies, and private parties. It's really a pretty fun way to make a living.
Good for you. That's wonderful. We were just talking at the break about how especially your journey down this river really teaches us a lot about life. Mm-hmm. And how present, obviously, you need to stay. And, of course, you have a life jacket on. But what happens when you drop out of the boat and the river takes you? It's so, it's a parallel to life, what happens. Why don't you talk about that? You were just talking about not being able to see forward. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's another great parallel with life. If you are thrown into the river, you know, like I was for 30 years in the corporate environment, you're swimming along with it. You're just being taken along. You might be going into obstacles that you can't even see, because when you're in the river and you're floating along inside of it and being taken downstream, you can't see what's ahead. You're just at eye level. You don't have that bird's eye view. You don't have the perspective. You have to be able to get out of the river, get up high, and take a look. And sometimes I think what that takes in real life, you know, in terms for us, is that, the parallel is that when you're in an environment of a job, you know, and especially if it's a very demanding job or stressful job, you're so occupied with that that you don't have the time, or you're fearful that you don't have the time to take to meditate or be still and think about or dream about, what else would I want to do? What else could I do? Well, let me tell you, there's a lot of things you can do. There's a lot more that each person has as far as talents and strengths than they even know. And it just takes some time to be still, to be with yourself and to just try to clear your mind of all that mental process and let things come to you, let thoughts come to you. And it might take a while for you to, you know, determine what comes into your heart and your mind, what's fear and what's intuition. You have to play around with that for a little bit before you really get to know yourself and how you're reacting to situations. You react to something and you think, wow, is that, am I being scared of this? And is that why I'm reacting the way that I'm reacting or changing my plans? The more you become familiar with your intentions and with your own true intuition and your true voice, the better clarity you have and the better, you know, the more capable you are of making good decisions for yourself.
And that is so true, especially for, you were just talking a little bit ago about when you had that internal intuition moment where you realized it had come out of your, where it was residing only in your mind, but somehow in your heart you knew that you needed to make a shift and the shift had to come. So there was no doubt from a heart perspective that you were going to make a shift. And look at what happened. The very next day, you got a phone call that opened up a new door.
That was wonderful. And I tell you, I think that was my heart, the voice of my heart really speaking to me the most strongly it had for the first time in my life. And that's where I really became aware of the things that I'd known, that I'd heard, you know, that we're complex beings. We are mental, emotional, physical, spiritual beings. And I knew all these things in my head, but I had not really fully experienced that yet until I was really practicing that being still and meditating and clarifying your intention. Those are the tools that really helped me to become more aware of that that aspect of myself that is the more spiritual, more heart-connected force that is so powerful. It's a lot more powerful than mental or emotional, and it's a great guide. It's a really steady, you know, true best friend in your life is to listen to your heart.
Oh, that is so beautiful, perfectly said, because I think a lot of us, especially when we are looking for change but we don't know what to do, we need to open up our minds for a moment and contemplate the fact that we are not alone. We have this tremendous resource around us, but not just in, of course, other people, which is absolutely amazing, the depth and knowledge that other people have that we're maybe not thinking about that they have, that we need to tap into, but it's our intuition. We have this source that comes to us on a level of intuition that we need to trust in ourselves and in our intuition, that these voices, these signs are all around us all the time, and we have access to them every single second of the day. That's where I think a lot of people lose track, is they start to feel really closed in, closed off, and unintentional, and really in, and that's where you find a lot of fear.
Right.
But if you open up and realize what we have available to us, and like you were saying, is so perfect for us to quiet our minds down, listen to what's going on around us, and start with the environment, but listen very closely, because we have, when we do that, we have access to this greater knowledge of the universe, I call it oftentimes, that will come to us. And we have an amazing possibility. So I just want to thank Mary so much today for being with us. It was a wonderful journey we took on the Colorado River, and of course, inspiration you talked about. I love that part. And I just want to say to everybody that I want to thank you certainly for tuning in to Inspired Action Radio. We certainly enjoyed you all today. And please join me every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And next week on Inspired Action Radio, we're going to be talking about prosperity consciousness. And how to really grab hold of that and make that real and not let it just be a concept, which for many people, if you think about it, it kind of is. You know a lot about it maybe, but really taking it and transforming that into your life as behavior. So again, wonderful to be with you all today. Thank you so much. Have a great week, everybody, and I will see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.